We sure are blessed. That's for darn sure. You know what, guys? We're going to talk about tonight something that obviously lines up with what's going on this week. Holiday known as Thanksgiving. It comes but once a year. However, we give thanks continually to the Father for all that He's done for us and all that He continues to do for us, because the list is endless and it keeps growing and growing and growing. So tonight I want to talk about something I'm calling the significance of Thanksgiving. Not the holiday Thanksgiving, but giving thanks in general, more specifically. So here we go. Thanksgiving, I'll start off by saying this. Thanksgiving is more than just a holiday. It's more than just turkey and mashed potatoes. It's more than just a gathering. For the born-again Christian, Thanksgiving is a lifestyle, as I just mentioned, a response to who God is, and what He has done, and what He promises that He still will do. So we're going to take a look at a few scriptures that deal with this, and we'll allow God to shape our hearts into a deeper gratitude, if you will. So I'm gonna make a few points here, and then we'll reference the scriptures. I think that'll be the best way to approach this. Now, we're going to go to Psalm 103 to start off. Psalm 103. You know, Thanksgiving begins with remembering what God has done for us, because if we didn't remember what God has done for us, we probably wouldn't be thanking Him, right? So, Psalm 103. Verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Notice the command in this verse says, "Forget not." You know what forgetting does? If we were to forget what God has done for us, our gratitude would go right down the drain along with it. Because forgetting kills gratitude, but remembering causes it. Well, if you remember, I know many of you have gone through some pretty harrowing events in your life, and here you are today. Here you are today. And I can almost guarantee that because of it, you sure remember the grace and the goodness of God. So, if we're honest, it's easy to remember what went wrong, but forget all the ways that God has been faithful. But as you can see in this verse, it says, "Bless the Lord," not when everything is perfect, not when all the problems are solved, but "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Gratitude is not natural. It's a spiritual thing. And that's why David here speaks to his own soul. Because sometimes you kind of have to preach to yourself, right? Bless the Lord. Remember what He has done. Forget not all His benefits. And you know what? Those benefits include things like salvation, mercy, provision, protection, healing, forgiveness, and the hope of Christ's return. The list goes on and on and on. All right, Psalm 107, verse 1. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." So we thank God because He is good, and His goodness does not change with our circumstances. That's one of the upsides of being born again of God's Spirit. Because if our acceptance in heaven was based on our thought life, poor God, we would never be accepted into heaven. All right. Moving on here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And this makes the point that giving thanks is the will of God for every believer that is born again of God's Spirit. You know what? Many people ask, what is God's will for my life? You know? But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, we get a pretty clear answer. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Notice it does not say give thanks for everything, but give thanks in everything. Because not everything is good. I mean, we live in the five senses realm. But God is good in everything and through everything. So, I don't know. Why would God tell us to give thanks in everything? Well, because giving thanks keeps our hearts open. Giving thanks keeps our perspective aligned. Giving thanks keeps us connected to hope. And giving thanks keeps us anchored to who God is rather than what we see. It's the will of God because it protects our spirit and strengthens our faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I love this verse. I love this verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Isn't that something? You know, when we give thanks before something happens, let's say we're praying for a miracle. When we give thanks before that miracle occurs, before the breakthrough, before the answer comes, whatever the case may be, we are expressing faith. You know, Paul demonstrated this in Philippians chapter 4 as well. So we'll read verse 6 in Philippians chapter 4. It says, be careful or be anxious for nothing. Easier said than done, I gotta tell you. But in everything give thanks. In everything, let me start over. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Thanksgiving is the bridge between supplication and peace. Because notice the common thread throughout all of these verses is that regardless of what is going on, regardless of what you're praying for, regardless of what your current circumstances appear to be like, give thanks with thanksgiving. We see it constantly throughout the truth of God's word. Because faith says, Lord, I don't see it yet, but I thank you because I know that you hear me. I know that you see me. And I know that you are working behind the scenes. Psalm 50. In the Old Testament, thanksgiving was not only spoken, it was sacrificial. But Psalm 50, verse 14 says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And then in verse 23 it says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Giving thanks, I gotta say, something that we offer because it's something that we choose, something that we lay before God even when we don't feel like it. It's always so easy to harp on the negative. Oh, my life sucks. I'm going through this illness. I've got this injury. I've got this. I've got that. Sometimes the greatest thanksgiving you will ever give God is the thanksgiving that you offer through tears, trials, and tribulations. And that glorifies him. That glorifies him. Okay, let's go to Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11. You know, giving thanks does something else. It protects the heart from, let's say, protects the heart from complaining. Because that's the opposite of thanksgiving, right? If we're not giving thanks, what are we doing? We are harping on our given circumstances. You know what? Israel's greatest spiritual struggle when they were in the wilderness was not idolatry. It was a lack of trust in God. It was complaining. How much longer is this going to take? Are we there yet? This, that, and the other thing. Numbers chapter 11, verse 1 says, "And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord." When we harp on the negative, it blinds us to God's goodness. When we complain about different things, it magnifies the problems instead of God's promises. And it distorts our view of God's character. Giving thanks is the antidote to this. We're harping on your circumstances, your failures, your problems, drains your spirit. Giving thanks to God Almighty gives you strength. We're harping on your circumstances, shuts down your faith. Guess what? Giving thanks brings it back. And where complaining distances you from God, giving thanks draws you closer. Pretty something. It is something, guys. Okay. Psalm 100. We used to sing this little thing here quite often back in the day. And I'm not going to sing it for you, but I'll read it. Giving thanks is a gateway into the presence of God. It's probably the most direct way to get into the presence of God. And in Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Yeah, giving thanks kind of sounds like a nice idea, but it's not only that. It's the doorway into God's presence. Because you can't get into the presence of God with negativity. You can't get into the presence of God through bitterness. You can only enter into the presence of God with thanksgiving. And every time you choose to give thanks, you take another step towards God in his presence. Philippians chapter 4. Some things that giving thanks causes is peace, joy. What else? Probably a whole list of other things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Thanksgiving unlocks peace, right? Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be thankful." Thanksgiving keeps the heart soft and open. And joy flows out of gratitude. Psalm 126, verse 3 says, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." Contentment also comes through giving thanks. What about 1 Timothy chapter 6? Verse 6, really straightforward stuff. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Gratitude produces stability in our spiritual walk with God. All right, 2 Corinthians, we're almost done here, guys. A few more places. All thanksgiving ultimately will lead us back to the center of our gratitude, which should be our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And that's Christ himself. You know, we give thanks for salvation. We give thanks for what Christ has accomplished on our behalf. We give thanks for forgiveness, for grace, for mercy, living eternal life. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But every blessing in our lives flows from the greatest blessing, having that Spirit of Christ within us. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Psalm 105, verse 1. Book of Psalms talks about giving thanks quite often through many different trials and tribulations. And I think that's something that David was quite good at himself. Psalm 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Your thanksgiving is not just a private act. It's a public testimony. When you give thanks in difficulty, in lack, in uncertainty, you know what? People notice. Because you know what? Somebody who's born again of God's Spirit and is also very thankful points others to the goodness of God in the process. Very naturally so. All right. Let's see. Where are we going to go to next? Well, we'll close in Psalm 92. You know, Thanksgiving is an important holiday. It's the closest that this country gets to giving thanks to God for all that he's done. So here we go. Psalm 92, verse 1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. So I would say this to wrap this up here. We should make Thanksgiving more than just a day. As a matter of fact, for me personally, Thanksgiving is just a day. Let's face it, because giving thanks is a daily thing for us as born again ones. I mean, over and over and over and over again, we should be giving thanks to God Almighty. You know, when we were feeling lost and broken, he was there to pick up the pieces for us. When all hope was lost, or so it seemed, when we thought that we couldn't make it any further, there God was. And here we are today. We love God. We love his word. We love one another. And we do our best day by day to keep our feet planted firmly on the ground and take a stand with what we've been taught. So, let's make Thanksgiving an everyday occurrence. Let's make it a habit. Let's make it a rhythm, a lifestyle, a testimony, a weapon, a spiritual weapon in our spiritual battle that we face. Because the Lord is good, right? And his mercy endureth forever. Heavenly Father God, thank you for being so kind and good to us all, Father. We give thanks to you continually for being so tremendous, just so loving towards us, Father. Without you, who knows where each of us would be? Hell, I'll say it. Some of us might not even be breathing if it weren't for you, Father God. So we just give you all the praise and the glory now, forever and always. And it's in that wonderful, powerful name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.